Well, have you ever heard Shifarobe?
Shifarobe, yeah.
Shifarobe?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is
same
that?
Same thing. That's a bureau. I mean, a wardrobe or...
Does it have a place to hang things?
Yes. No, it has a place to hang clothes.
What's going here? Move on.
Or really what we called it.
Oh, it is?
More than anything else.
But now as you look back on it, you would use the word wardrobe?
I would probably now.
Have you ever heard of I probably mispronounced it, but an armoire or an armoire?
Armoire. Yeah.
Same thing?
Same thing, yeah.
Okay. How about a clothes press?
No.
And how about a chiffonier?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What do you call all these pieces that you fill up a room with?
Which pieces?
Tables, chairs.
Oh, furniture?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. How about the things that hang at the window, they're on rollers and you pull them down?
Shades.
All right. How about if they have slats?
Venetian blinds.
Okay. How about if they were made out of wood?
That's what you mean, the little things that roll up and down?
No, or if the slats were wood.
I still call them Venetian blinds.
Okay. And what about the little wooden slider things on the outside?
You mean louvers?
I don't know. They're on the outside of the house.
Oh, you mean shutters?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now, what do you call a little room off the bedroom where you hang up your clothes?
We didn't have those. Yeah, I assume you're talking about closets.
Now. Yeah. These days. Okay.
No, we only had one closet in the house. Very small.
What'd you use it for?
What clothes it would fit in it. Oh. Mostly we used, like, say, shiffer robes.
Is that still the case today?
Yeah.
Oh, that must be a neat house. What is the room at the top of the house under the roof?
Attic.
Okay. What do you call the little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods and dishes?
Pantry.
What do you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
And if you had a room that you weren't using for anything else but...
We call it junk room.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a plunder or plunder room?
Right. Sounds like a nice word, though.
Yeah, I like it, plunder room. They say that, my relatives say that in Tuscaloosa. Okay. We're talking about daily housework. You say a woman does what every morning?
That's what housework.
All right. Would you say she cleans up the house or tidies up?
Cleans it up.
Okay. What do you sweep with?
A broom.
If the broom is in the corner over there and the door's in front of it, you'd say the broom is where in relation to the door?
I'm sure I'd say in front of the door.
No, no, no. If it were in the closet and the door's... I mean, if it were in the corner and the door were in front.
Still behind the door?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Years ago, we're still talking about housework. On Monday, women usually did their...
wash, I would think.
Right. And on Tuesday?
Iron.
Okay. Now, what might you call the two together?
I just call it wash day and ironing day. I don't know.
Well, the two functions.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Laundry?
Yeah, laundry. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Okay. Is that also... would you also call a laundry a public place where a guy might have all his shirts pressed or something? Okay. How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Go up the stairs.
Okay. Would you use a different term for those outside a house?
No.
Okay. Would you ever use steps?
Yeah, I'd use them interchangeably.
Okay.
But I guess you're right. You probably would say it more like, say, steps outside than inside.
It just depends on where you're from, really. that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But, I mean, now that you mention it, I think back, you probably would say it, be more likely to say it that way.
Go up the front steps.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I guess. I've gotten it both ways,
yeah.
Either way. All right.